Hello there, this is Dave Allen for today's Audio Boo, and today I'm in the office and I'm recording using Amadeus Pro, and it's my favourite audio recorder for the Mac. And I've been looking for audio recorders for the iPad too, and there's one called Twisted Wave which looks quite good, but it's about €9 and I'm not sure if I want to spend the money on it yet, because there are others that do an okay sort of job. But I like an audio recorder that gives me the view of the waveform that you can see on the screen, and the ones I've got don't do that very well, so we'll see. And it's Monday morning, and I had a really good night's sleep last night. It was great after two nights of working, and I'm delighted to actually be sort of, you know, my head's not hurting. The joys of working at night. Well, it's not so much the working at night's okay. It's just the fact that you have to do the swap around from daytime to nighttime and then back again. So, well, we'll see how it goes during the summertime when I'm working full-time at nighttime every day of the week. So I'm sure it will work out a whole lot better when you get into a rhythm. This morning I've been looking at some videos on YouTube. I'm very interested in the Panasonic GH3. I was interested in getting GH2 when it came out, when I was buying my 600D. But it was a bit more money, and there are a few things on it that were not quite so good. Like, it had a very small jack input for audio, which wasn't great. And the new one has gone for the 3.5mm jack, and it's even got a headphone jack on it as well, so it's better for that. Now, the GH3 does do a whole lot of things better than the 600. For instance, the fact that you've got the autofocus while you're doing video. With the 600D, I have to focus first and then do the shooting, and then if I want to change the focus during the video, I actually have to do it manually, really, so there's no way around that. I mean, in some ways, doing manual focus is better anyway, but then if you're working in an environment where there's not much light, sometimes it can be difficult to just get the focus. So I'm thinking that the THC would be far better for that. I went to a wrestling match, or some wrestling matches, a couple of weeks ago. It was theatre, I think I might have mentioned it on the audio boo. And I was using the camera for that, and I really must sit down and go through all the video I collected while I was there. I've got some video which came from the old Canon HV200 or 100 or something like that, video camera. And then I've got the video that came from the 600D. I was getting in close with the 600D, and well, it was interesting. So I want to see if I can get some of it and, you know, slow it down and have some sort of shots where the guys that were doing it were being slammed down onto the canvas. So that's something I need to do, get and sit down and do a bit of editing. This morning I've been messing about up the terrace upstairs, because we've had a bit of a leak coming through there again. We had a leak a couple of years ago and the water dropped down on the television and buggered it up. I had to get it fixed. Did a whole pile of other damage as well. That was a real nuisance, but the insurance covered some of it, but not all of it. So I've been up there, and I can't find that bloody leak anywhere. So it looks like I'm going to find some other way of sorting the problem out. Because so this time of the year, we do get quite a bit of rain, and when it rains here in Spain, it really tips it down. Just the time of the year, really. It's sort of springtime and autumn time. We just get a lot of rain, and that's it. And then in the summertime, it's just dry as a bone. Well, it usually is anyway. Actually, the last couple of years, there's been I was working in a campsite, and so you would kind of notice the weather. And the customers there were complaining about the weather, and quite rightly so, because it wasn't as hot as it used to be. Anyway, so that's the Spain and the weather. Bit of fun there. So I got paid, which is quite nice. The guy, he said, well, do you want to pay at the end of the month, or I'd rather pay weekly if it's okay with you. So, okay, then give me some money. So give me some cash, which is all right. I haven't got a contract signed there. They do look up contracts, and they do all the stuff through what's called the gestor. And there's always loads and loads of paperwork here in Spain for everything. So that's why you need to have these people that do all this paperwork. And I suppose it's quite good, really, if you've got a business and you can have fewer staff and have some of the work just done by freelance, as it were. So that's a bit of stuff about living in Spain. What else have I been doing? Well, not a lot, really. Thinking about a book. I've got an idea for a novel. Anyway, 5 minutes is up. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.